Welcome to World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN. I'm David Dye. Our guests today on the World Cafe, playing live on stage at World Cafe Live, are the Hold Steady. Formed in Brooklyn 10 years ago, right from the beginning, the band developed their own world based on the teenage characters who inhabit a mythical Minneapolis St. Paul that lead singer and lyricist Craig Finn invents. They have a new album called Teeth Dreams, and we begin with a live version of the lead track, I Hope This Whole Thing Didn't Frighten You, followed by Sequestered in Memphis, live on stage.
turning all the tide. Everything's bright here in Memphis. Now they know exactly what's bathroom. It doesn't make any difference. Can't be important. Yes, she'll tell the story again in farlight. She looked alright in daylight. She looked desperate. That's her eye, was just for two. Getting pretty sick of this interview. Sabina in Texas, sequestered in Memphis. Sabina in Texas, sequestered in Memphis. Think she drove a new Mustang. Guess it might be a rental. I remember she had satellite radio. Guess she's seen up in Northern Sierra. Think I'll next stupid. What the hell, tell me story again. In farlight, she looked alright. In daylight, she looked desperate. That's her eye, I was just for two. Getting pretty sick of this interview. Sabina in Texas, sequestered in Memphis. Sabina in Texas, sequestered in Memphis. Sabina in Texas, sequestered.
Live on stage at World Cafe Live today. Yeah, it's the whole steady. Thanks, guys, for doing the nice acoustic show for us today. we totally appreciate it. So with you doing the solo album, the solo tour, I have read where you kind of put this album together a little bit differently in that everybody, Tad, you particularly got together and wrote a lot of the music in advance. Does that make a difference to you writing lyrics and not being there at the kind of creative point?
It did at first, especially. It was kind of because, I mean, this is also the first album we made. Steve's been in the band for 4 years, but this is the first album we wrote and recorded with him. So these guys went to Memphis while I was out on the solo tour and got a lot of songs together, probably 7 songs, most of which have made the album. And so writing when there's 2 guitar parts was an adjustment. I was trying to find my spots. It was harder for me to find my spots at first, but then I got used to it. And sometimes you hear things like you were like, wow, I don't have a space there. And then you go back to it a few days later and you're like, oh, I see where I fit.
David Foster Wallace, I read not only that you read Infinite Jest once, but you read it twice. And that deserves a round of applause. And that had an effect on this?
Yeah. I mean, I read it the second time to figure out what I read the first time. But there's a lot of stuff in Foster Wallace that's really inspiring to me and about this record. I mean, Teeth Dreams themselves are discussed in Infinite Jest and the idea of dreaming about someone else's teeth, which is not your traditional teeth dream. But there's this kind of idea of anxiety, and he calls it terror. And I think the thing about Foster Wallace is it's a really sad thing because he's so brilliant. There's so many moments throughout all his works where I'm reading it and think, God, this guy's got it all figured out. And then, of course, you realize that he didn't, you know, and he took his own life. And so there's an immense sadness to all of it, but there's also a lot of inspiring things.
And indeed, absolutely. And this whole idea of American sadness.
That is a Foster Wallace thing. I think that's from the book that David Lipsky wrote that contains the interviews with David Foster Wallace, where he said there's this one particular form of American sadness, was this realization that none of this stuff that we want, none of the shoes and the sweaters and the cars and the boats is going to make us feel any better. And I think that he claims that's a particular form of American sadness.
One of the things about this band, and it's apparent today in our even midday audience we have here, is your connection with the audience. And you allude to it. I mean, you don't allude to it. You kind of celebrate it at the end of every show. Is it hard not to take that for granted because it happens every night?
Yeah, well, it happens some nights more than others. So. Yeah. No, it isn't though. I mean, I think we set out to make. I think there was, you know, we started this band. Most of us were in our early 30s, and we'd kind of been through the 20s thing, indie rock and hipsterism and all that. And I wanted to do something that was not exclusive but inclusive. And it wasn't about obscure B sides or knowing where, you know, the secret show was, but it was something that everyone could come to and be a part of.
Are there more advantages or disadvantages to starting a band in your 30s?
Well, I think there's more advantages, actually. I think you have the right perspective. You know, I mean, I think we found, you know, some level of success right away on the Hold Steady, but I would, you know, we were like 33 years old. And I think that it would have been different. Everything would have turned out different if that was 22 or 23 years old.
Indeed. Hold Steady are our guests today. And what's next, guys?
We're going to do Spinners from the new album.
Some prairie town, just something she spins around. never so tired town. It's a big city, there's just so much love.
Spinners, a song from the latest album, Teeth Dreams, from the Hold Steady, live on stage at World Cafe Live. And here's a version of the song, The Ambassador.
Well, I know he's not Catholic. He's had a cross all upside down carved in its arm. The nights were hot and hissing like an iron. Days were cold and crushed you like a can. You're spent faking pain and baking plants. Pretty sure you recognize these guys. They were asking of you just the other night. Blood on the bed and the lights in their eyes. You came back to us, South Minneapolis. Several lectures in South Side of space and time. But that behind the ambassador, man, it feels kind of magical. Guess your friend can really move things with his mind. Called the ambassador, wasn't much diplomatic there. Space between the skin and all the blood.
Another great song from Teeth Dreams as the Hold Steady. You're playing live on stage at World Cafe Live for us today. Craig, I'm glad you did that, that particular song, because I want to talk a little bit about your characters over the years. They're all struggling. I mean, one way or the other, drugs, faith, love, kind of 20-something struggles, though, in a way, it seems to me. Is it easy to still kind of connect with those problems as you get older?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think I always use, I always say that if I wrote songs about my own life, it would be about going to the grocery store and the post office, and those wouldn't be that exciting songs, especially with this big dynamic rock and roll music. So I like the characters that are in sort of desperate situations because they do things that they move quickly. You know, their ups and downs, go big. So I think everyone identifies with desperation on a certain level and highs and lows in your own life. And but yeah, I think that these characters, by using desperate characters, I think it's easier to create something that's maybe a little more cinematic to match the kind of big nature of the music.
Did you know these characters?
I know not them personally. I know those types of people. I know them less so now than I used to. I knew them better when I lived in Minneapolis.
As a guy, as my only perspective here, I think your female characters are really, really well written, and it's interesting because the context of the band. I mean, we have some women here today, probably more so than you would have at a normal show.
Yeah.
Well, no, seriously. I mean, right? It's a pretty.
We have a pretty male. You know, yeah. I mean, it changed. Some nights are better than others, but yeah, we have a pretty male audience. But yeah, I do have a commitment. I struggle over the female characters because, especially with the, you know, a big male audience. In the wrong hands, a female character could go very poorly. So, you know, I mean, but I guess at the end, you know, we're all humans, you know, male and female. So it's just trying to create human characters. But I do struggle with the women, the female characters.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I was looking at the set list, and hopefully you'll get to this coming up. But I realized that I came into this band with Stuck Between Stations. I was just completely knocked out by that song, about everything about it. And now I find out that it's your fave in the canon, favorite?
I think it's still my favorite. I mean, there's something that just lines up with that song. I like a lot of them, but for some reason, when we play that one, that's the one that just kind of is like, wow, I really love this one.
One of the things I love about it is the details in the lyrics of it. Of course, that's kind of what you do. Were there people that you looked, when you were first starting to write, were there people you admired for doing that?
Yeah, I mean, the lyrics, I mean, always like, you know, the big ones are Bruce Springsteen and Bob Dylan. But then, you know, people like Paul Westerberg or Patterson Hood, Mike Cooley from the Drive-By Truckers, who are contemporaries, but also kind of idols. John Darnielle from the Mountain Goats, people who can... I think what you're trying to do with lyrics or really any art is you're trying to get to some place. You're trying to explain something. I guess when you're in the audience and it works, you're like, wow, I felt that same way too. So you're always kind of trying to get to that place where you're explaining something that other people have felt, that there isn't one easy word for.
This new album has a kind of an anthem on the end of it, a really, really long tune, which is a little bit unusual for you guys, called Oaks. Mm-hmm. Where did that come from?
Well, it started with the music, and I just started thinking about this story about these two people that were kind of stuck and maybe dreaming of a different place and juxtaposing like their real life with a sort of an idyllic nature thing of mountains and trees and all that.
And it just grew, I guess.
Yeah, it just grew like an oak.
All right, can you do that one?
Yeah, we're going to do that one. We're going to do a couple you like, so we'll start there.
There were days from last week I couldn't quite complete. Skipped ahead to the next afternoon. Swept through the sheets, slept in my shoes. Hung around with a house of balloons. At the cars, and if you want to be saved, all it takes is a wave. There were kids at the car wash that said they could get it. Gave them half, but they never came back. Drove by so slowly, it felt like we're floating. An inflatable raft. Our bodies are stoplights, our minds are the streets. We scratch and we scrape. Scared and we're brave. The kids on the corners making eyes at the cars. If you wanna be saved, all it takes is a wave. From an oak. Keep the speed
steady, hold the wheel straight. I swear I feel each little sway. A mic's on the windows, our bodies are screams. We scratch and we scream and we dream.
Thanks to our guests today, the Hold Steady, and to our special producers of the World Cafe. I'm David Dye. World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN is produced at WXPN in Philadelphia. If you'd like to hear more of our World Cafe sessions and get daily cafe alerts, you can sign up at our website at worldcafe.npr.org. As always, thanks for spending your time with the World Cafe.